Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Welcome to the Steve Jones Show. It is Tuesday, June 15th in the year 2021. Matt Cotrillo is not here today. I'm Kyle Smith filling in for him. I have been training with him for about the last month or so, but I took the last couple weeks off because I got married and went on my honeymoon. But I am back. We are waiting for Steve Jones to come in. We have a lot of news today. Just looking over my notes, I have a lot of NFL news as far as players saying what they want to do in this offseason. Aaron Rodgers' saga does go on, making not-so-subtle jabs in an interview that he had. And there's a lot of news coming out of Major League Baseball as far as pitchers using foreign substances. I know Major League Baseball cracked down on batters and steroids and whatnot, but there's a lot of news now about pitchers using foreign substances. Gerrit Cole got caught maybe doing that. And the MLB is saying it basically stop doing it or we'll eject you from the game and you'll face suspension. So we're going to have to see how that plays out. I know as far as the NHL goes, the Stanley Cup playoffs are nearing the end. They're getting into the semifinal matchups. Will be the conference final matchups. Vegas is looking pretty good. I wish Pittsburgh still had Marc-Andre Fleury. I know a lot of you guys are probably Philly fans. I am a Pittsburgh fan, so no hard feelings, but I wish he was still in Pittsburgh because we know the Penguins' run got cut very short. Some questionable goaltending really didn't help us out there. But team is more than one player. That's why there's 20 players on the bench. Montreal looked pretty good, too. Tampa Bay was looking good. The Islanders are very hot. I think hockey's got to be one of the hardest sports to play and win in, let alone win a championship. You see some of these series go 6-7 games deep, and then they turn around and play a whole new series, and they go 6-7 games deep again. So, really...
Hello, Kyle. How are you?
Hey, Steve. How you doing?
Kyle and I have all sorts of football stories, none of which we're going to tell. All right, so... What happens there stays there, right, Kyle?
Yeah, pretty much.
Congratulations, by the way.
Thanks.
You and Hannah getting married. Absolutely fabulous. You're a lucky guy. She is lucky as well.
I use that term loosely when I talk to her about it, but I know for sure I'm lucky.
I know you're lucky, but I'm just saying she is too, because obviously I can objectively talk about you, so...
I appreciate that.
So congratulations.
Thank you.
That's just wonderful. You two are going to have a wonderful, beautiful, long life together. So it's great to have you here. And Hannah's probably listening right now. Or if not, she'll listen to the podcast later.
It depends on how today goes. I might not want her to.
Well, this part you'll tell her to listen to.
Yeah.
All right. So, by the way, Matt's back tomorrow. We'll get that. Let's start with Major League Baseball. Starting on Monday, umpires will have the ability to throw pitchers out of the game if there's a substance on the baseball. And that starts on Monday. This is something they've been looking at baseballs for the last month, something like that. The past month, they've been looking at baseballs. And they're finding the sticky substance on the baseballs. Okay. And the what's interesting is that pitchers, one area where pitchers cannot make an argument about this, if any pitcher argues that that it's safety because we can control the ball better, hit batsmen are up this year. Whoops. So statistically, it doesn't match up. Statistically, it does not match up. You have one infielder, unnamed, National League, saying it's like hitting a wiffle ball right now. That's what it is, like hitting a wiffle ball, he said, right now. Bob Nightingale, who's been a guest on this show many times, wrote another terrific article in USA Today about this subject. And he said, so let's start with what he got into here. He got into several areas here on substances. And that was one of the areas that they said right away, was, hey, guys, the ball is moving so much that we can't do anything out there. It's like a wiffle ball right now. And that's one of the issues with what's going on with this, what's called speedy tack. It's what they call it. And he is, you know, and it is causing, I mean, you have batting averages. Well, what's the average in baseball right now? Batting average in baseball right now is, I want to say, what, 240 right now? 238? It's as low as it's ever been. Even 1968, it's low. And that is a big problem. Starting pitchers will be checked more than once per game for foreign substances, while relievers will be checked at least once. Rob Manfred said, after an extensive process of repeated warnings without effect, gathering information from current former players and others across the sport, 2 months of comprehensive data collection, listening to our fans, and thoughtful deliberation, I've determined that new enforcement of foreign substances is needed to level the playing field. I understand there's a history of foreign substances in the ball. That's, you know, because their history doesn't mean it's right. And again, part of this is, well, safety. No, there are more hits batsmen this season than ever. In addition, the foreign substance use appears to contribute to a style of pitching in which pitchers sacrifice location in favor of spin and velocity, particularly with respect to elevated baseballs. The evidence does not suggest a correlation between improved hitter safety and the use of foreign substances. In fact, the hit-by-pitch ratio has increased along with the prevalence of foreign substance use through May 31st. It's the highest hit-by-pitch rate in the past 100 years. Major League Baseball believes that the crackdown should boost offense. In fact, just in the last 2 weeks, with some crackdown, the averages have gone up. In the opening 2 months of the season, hitters hit .236. Not as a player, not as a team, as the entire National and American League. 236 was the average. In the month of June, that has gone up 11 points to 247. The spin rate by pitchers last week was the lowest of the season. There have been several noticeable decreases in spin rates from Gerrit Cole of the Yankees, Josh Hader of the Brewers, Kenley Jansen of the Dodgers, and Trevor Bauer of the Dodgers. Manfred said this is not about any individual player or club. It's about a collective shift that has changed the game and needs to be addressed. This will be the first time that umpires will automatically check pitchers for using foreign substances without being asked by managers. Position players may also be checked for foreign substances. In other words, hey, I'm going to throw it out to the shortstop. Shortstop's got something in his glove. They can check the shortstop. Catchers. Catchers can be checked. Although the foreign substance prohibitions do not apply exclusively to pitchers, according to the memo, the pitcher ultimately will be responsible for any ball that is delivered with a foreign substance on it. If a player other than the pitcher is found to have applied a foreign substance to the baseball, both the position player and the pitcher will be ejected and automatically suspended. Now, they will be suspended, by the way, with pay. Now, before you get all wound up about this, Major League Baseball wants to avoid an arbitration situation. In other words, you're suspended with pay. Now we got to go to arbitration. Now it's going to get dragged out. They're trying to avoid that with the union. But you will have the scarlet letter on you that is determined that you cheated. Major League Baseball realized that the current enforcement was not working. They did check pitchers' uniforms, caps, gloves for foreign substances, primarily between innings or when they exit a game. And no player has been suspended from Major League Baseball for a foreign substance since Will Smith of the Brewers in 2015 and Brian Mattus of the Baltimore Orioles. Again, no player loses money. They will be suspended with pay. But when they're suspended, they can't be replaced on the active roster either. And as one position player said, he said, this is like hitting a wiffle ball right now. All right. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more of this in a moment. Great to have you with us today. Kyle Smith alongside as we continue on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by Sunbury Motors. Yeah, foreign substances on baseballs. Wow. Mark Lawrence sent me this, which is terrific. Story about the Lime Mountain girls softball team. They qualify for the PIAA AA state finals on Thursday, which will be over at Beard Field here at Penn State. The game is at 11. So on Thursday morning, the team will be departing the high school at 7 a.m. That's Thursday morning, 7 a.m. They're departing for Penn State. They would like to invite the community to come out and participate in the send-off. So that'll be 7 o'clock Thursday morning. The Lime Mountain girls softball team leaving the school at 7 a.m. Thursday for their 11 o'clock matchup over here at Beard Field. They'll take on Ligonier Valley. What a great accomplishment. So, that's terrific. And that's great stuff. Glad to hear that they're doing that. Congratulations on getting there, getting here. It's a little closer to my house than it is to Sunbury. It's Beard Field's, what, 3 miles away from my house? So, yeah. going to talk more about this in the next half hour about baseball and what they're doing. And also about the 10-person group that is looking at how to improve the game. Some interesting suggestions in here about how to improve the game. Because, look, every time you turn around, I feel like baseball makes the wrong move. Now, I think they're making the right move here on substance. Great move. I thought the way they redid the minor leagues was wrong. I think what they do with this deal this weekend between the Giants and the Phillies, putting it on Peacock and not on local cable, wrong. Look, if you want to do that, you want to put it on Peacock, do it in addition to. That way you're adding in younger viewers who stream. Okay? Open the avenue for them to stream. Hey, you don't take it off local cable to do that and force everybody to go there. You're going to lose people this weekend doing that. You want to be able to add. It's, I don't know. But yeah. But I think this deal with starting on Monday, you're tossed out. And by the way, I don't care if you're suspended with pay. That I could care less. I understand Major League Baseball is trying to avoid arbitration. I got that. This arbitration's a pain in the neck. Today's show brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Ford, Lincoln, Kia, Hyundai, the best in new inventory. Sunbury Motors has them all. And also great pre-owned inventory, all at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And today's show is brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, online at sunburymotors.com, where you can check out all the inventory. Ford, Lincoln, Kia, Hyundai, they have the best in new inventory, great pre-owned inventory, wide selection, all with the Sunbury Motors guarantee. Sales staff that works with you, because customer service means everything. And then the service department to back it all up. It's all at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Major League Baseball, to his credit, does do a series of stupid things. You just sit back and go, are you kidding me? Let's see. Let's grow the game. You know? It's great to grow the game in the grassroots level. And then you cut minor league teams. Ingenious. Saved each team $1 million. Really? With a multi-billion dollar business, you saved $1 million per team. Really? All right. So you don't grow the game at the grassroots level because you do something like that. Okay. You now have then the TV situation this weekend, Peacock. Instead of offering Peacock as a great streaming option to get more young people to watch, you only send it to Peacock. Taking people that are already watching and saying, I don't know, I don't stream stuff. The heck with this. I'm not going to do it. What genius comes up with this stuff? They do. That's what makes baseball baseball. It's a great game in spite of the people who run it. So they have put together, to their credit, there's a group. And by the way, Theo Epstein is one of the individuals. Epstein and 10 other executives are putting together a collaborative effort to save baseball from becoming a niche sport. They need to. You're talking about somebody who's been involved with baseball since he was a 17-year-old intern with the Orioles. These are some of the things they're kicking around right now. And here are some of the things they're looking at. First of all the pitchers and catchers constantly changing signs between pitchers every time there's a base runner to second base. Major League Baseball is looking at this. At some point, there might not be a need for catchers to put down signs. You're going to have catchers wearing electronic devices on their wristbands that will signal to the pitcher wearing on their cap, and they can signal it that way. Relievers, opening games, that could be coming to an end. Beginning in 2022, teams will have 13 pitchers on the roster, and it could be reduced to 12 or 11 in ensuing years. Good. Don't like the umpire behind the plate. How about Robo-Ump? This was used in the Atlantic League and evidently has been used with success. You might, you know, there are more experiments going on in the minor leagues. You may see a pitch clock, larger bases, at least a limited ban on shifts. And could the pitcher's mound be moved back? In the Atlantic League, they're going to move it back from 60 feet 6 inches to 61 feet 6 inches. Epstein says it sounds like baseball is trying to change the game and reinvent the wheel. He says that's not the case. We want to nudge the game back into better balance. I agree with that. He said we really want to have a 25 to 30% strikeout rate. It's just recognizing that the game changes a little bit. And history has shown this. So at the end of last month, the league-wide batting average was .236, as we mentioned. That's tied for the lowest since World War II. 18.04 strikeouts per game, which has now doubled in 40 years. The average time between pitches is 23 seconds. The average time between hits is 12 minutes. So again, the average time between pitches right now is 23 seconds. The average time between hits is 12 minutes. And the average time between the ball being put in play, just being put in play, is 3 minutes and 51 seconds. Epstein says we need to readjust the balance. To offset pitchers throwing a record speeds with an average fastball of 93. And I told you, I talked to one of the scouts a couple of years ago, and he told me that when he was out scouting, if you put down 90 to 92, that would be average fastball. Now today, he has to put down the average fastball in his report at 93 to 96. Starting in 2022, Major League Baseball will limit teams to a 13-man pitching staff. And they want to reduce it even further. Strategy? Simple. If you have fewer pitchers, your starters need to go deeper into games. And obviously, if you're going to the seventh or eighth inning, you're probably not throwing as hard to get there. We've gone from 5.34 pitchers per game in 1981 to an average of 8.66 pitchers per game, an increase of 62%. I mean, even on this level, MLB Draft League, West Virginia's playing State College Friday and Sunday, so it's, and they're winning. They brought in the exact same guy on Friday in the seventh, the exact same guy in the eighth, the exact same guy in the ninth on both days. Even at that level, they're doing it. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy, Theo Epstein said, because now teams are completely changing their pitching development. Instead of developing starters that can go through a lineup three or four times, they're developing pitchers who throw as hard as possible with this crazy spin rate to miss bats, knowing they only have to go five innings. The average strikeout rate these days is virtually matching Sandy Koufax and Nolan Ryan. There are more strikeouts than hits in games, with an average ratio of 0.87 hits per strikeout. 10 years ago, it was 1.23 hits per strikeout. And no one seems embarrassed to strike out. And that, to me, is disgusting. Your reward for putting the ball in play, then the stigma of striking out comes back. So if you're saying, well, they're going to dramatically change it, right? So now you need a history lesson. Baseball has changed over time. Right? Back in the 1880s and 90s, fans used to scream all the time about why bother having infielders and outfielders. In 1893, they moved the mound from 50 feet back to 60 feet 6 inches. When they did that in 1893, the ERA soared to 5.33. The league batting average went to 309. And four players hit 400 or better. Now here's the next big change. 1969. As we all know, 1968 was the year of the pitcher. Bob Gibson had a 1.12 ERA. Denny McClain won 31 games. And seven teams in 1968 hit 230 or lower. As a team, hit 230 or lower. Three teams averaged only 2.9 runs per game or less. So what they did was they lowered the mound from 15 inches to 10 inches, and they shrunk the strike zone. Instant offense, 8.14 runs per game after being at 6.84 in 1968. Now, it should be pointed out in fairness, this article does not point this out. That was also the year that four new teams were put in. The Seattle Pilots, now the Brewers, Kansas City Royals, San Diego Padres, and the Montreal Expos, now the Nationals. That also came in the same time, so that needs to be at least put in as a subplot. In the Atlantic League, they're going to push it back to 61 feet 6 inches. They're going to see if this can be done safely. So that's why they're experimenting with it. Then there is the shift. The shift to me is another part of this where when you've got a guy playing short right field. Now, again, hitters are taught to pull. I mean, my goodness, imagine having the skill to shorten your swing, go the opposite way with two strikes. But the hitters aren't making a lot of contact to begin with. But they're teaching hitting in such a way where they're teaching him to pull, to beat it. To me, let's start with this. They're doing something in the minor leagues where, number one, all infielders must be standing on the dirt. Can't be standing on the grass. And to me, you have to have, and just take a look at it, you know, maybe your shortstop's playing right near second base, but he can't be on the other side of second base. That's as far as I'll allow a shift to go. You got to be two left, two right. And yeah, the shortstop can be right by the bag, but he has to be just to the left of the bag, because one of the keys in every sport, hockey, basketball, football, we talk about this all the time. Basketball, we talk about spacing all the time. When you're running your offense right, you have space to work with. In hockey, space is critical to operate. You need space to do it. The NFL, college football, we talk about this all the time in college football. The best offenses are the ones that find openings and find space in the defense and operate that way. Right? Baseball right now, everything's clogged. It's very congested on one side all the time. In order to open the game up, you need to create space. And this, to me, is a way to create space. Infielders must keep their feet on the dirt, and you have to have two left, two right of the bag with, for example, I mean, I know that you know you can take the shortstop over as far as you want, but can't cross the mythical line of the side of the bag on his side. Can't do it. Same thing with the second baseman. It was a right-handed hitter. I'm looking to create space out there. Because other sports right now are thriving on space. You watch the NFL, you know, defense calls them picks. The offense calls them rubs. But in the end, what are they doing? Okay? They're creating space. You watch basketball all the time. The teams that are successful are creating space on offense. Same thing in hockey. Space. Open ice. Baseball needs to create space. So these are just some thoughts moving forward. And some of the things that they're looking at. We'll take a break. Come back with more in a moment. Great to have you with us today. Brought to you by Sunbury Motors on News Radio 1070 WKOK. When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC way? The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years. All right, great to have you with us today. Brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, online at sunburymotors.com. Great to have you with us on the show today. By the way, since the Penn State theme was played there, Sean Clifford has been earned a spot in the COSIDA 2021 Academic All-District football team. Named a first-team honoree for District 2, advances now to the Academic All-America ballot, which will be announced in early July. 3.45 GPA, majoring in journalism. He is a three-time Academic All-Big Ten honoree. Put out today about Sean Clifford. I'm talking about Major League Baseball, what to do about it. You can expect robo-ump behind the plate probably in 3 years, they think. Here's another thing that has people bothered. It's sick and tired of watching players pull the card out and look at the card or look at their cap. I mean, it makes you ask, even though I know they know how to play, but it makes you ask, like, does anybody know how to play? You have to be told all the time. You have a pregame meeting. People want to see instincts become very important in any sport. And you see when they're pulling out the card all the time, you keep asking yourself, like, what do you need the card for? You don't know This guy's been up like how many times in his career? You've defended him how many times? You don't know where to stand? Count me a break. Epstein would like to see that out of the game. In other words, and it also speeds the game up, too. You constantly have guys looking all the time at their card. And you can expect, they think, within 3 years, the robo-ump behind the plate. And that, I mean, they're right. They don't want baseball to become a niche sport. As much as I love sitting there, I love watching a baseball game. As much as I love, and I really love broadcasting baseball. But I don't want it to become a niche game either. I just don't want to see that happen. Neil Coulon coming up in the next half hour. Looking forward to talking to him about the Steelers. A lot going on with the Steelers because Matt Canada, the offensive coordinator, met with the media for the first time today. He's been on the job for 5 months, and Matt Canada finally met with the media today. He made some interesting observations. We'll talk to Neil about that in the next half hour. And something else, too, right now the NFL is struggling with. Major League Baseball has that 85% threshold on vaccinations. You get to 85%, everybody's kind of free to do their own deal. All right. And the Cubs, for example, have expressed concern that they are not close to 85% yet. That story's been out there. The NFL's been having trouble with it. They can't get the players to go along with some of this stuff. Montez Sweat of Washington says, doesn't want to do it. Sam Darnold said he's not vaccinated. A couple of other players have said they're 50-50 on it. When Sean McDermott brought it up at his press conference, several Bills players pushed back on it. And I think that it's something that's got to be looked at. All right. Today's show brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf online. SunburyMotors.com. Great to have you with us on this Tuesday. Matt's back tomorrow. Kyle Smith is in today. Hey, it's interesting on this playoff thing for a moment on football. Arkansas as a baseball team won every series they played in this year. And then they played at home against NC State as the number one overall seed. NC State took 2 out of 3 from them. They finally lost a home series, and it was right when they had a chance to go to Omaha. Wow. All credit to NC State, but for Arkansas, which hadn't lost a series all year, they picked the worst time to have it happen. And they're not going. So, yes, you can lose at home.